Board member Michelle O'Brien was elected school board president after board member David Timmerman urged his colleagues not to vote for him. O'Brien and Timmerman were the only two board members to be nominated for the top spot. Timmerman, who was recently elected to a second full term on the board, asked that he not be president this year. He notes that the position might restrict his intention to be honest about his opinions.
Although I appreciate the nomination for president, I would rather not be president during at least this next year. My own personal reason would be because I feel like it muzzles me to a certain extent with the fight I want to have for the next year, if you even want to call it that.
Timmerman is a regular critic of the borough assembly. He has repeatedly faulted the borough for what he considers inadequate school funding. After O'Brien was elected president, the board nominated and voted on other officers. Timmerman was elected as vice president of the school board with Misty Archibald as treasurer. The night was full of changes to the board.
And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially discharge my duties. As school board member to the best of my ability. Thank you. Congratulations.
High school senior Trevor Shaw swore an oath of office last night after he was elected earlier this month. The 18-year-old has said he hopes to improve local elected bodies' engagement with young people. He lived up to that sentiment during the meeting, asking that the student board member vote first on future matters. As a student vote does not technically count and is meant to be advisory, Shaw says, it makes sense that it be held first as to actually advise the rest of the board. The new board member also broached a topic that was not on the board agenda.
But the reason I have offered this motion is because, to be completely honest, Senate Bill 90 is an absolute disaster.
An ambitious Shaw sought to address the potential law which would centralize health care coverage for school employees across Alaska. Senate Bill 90, which is still in committee, would require all districts in the state to participate in an insurance policy selected by the Department of Administration. Shaw, in bringing to the table a proposition that the board opposes Senate Bill 90, was operating outside normal protocol. Though his idea gained some traction with others on the board, board member Stephen Bradford urged caution.
Unless there's some urgency that this action be taken tonight, I would prefer that we step back and get additional information. My inclination is that Senate Bill 90 is not a good bill for the Ketchikan School District, but I'm concerned about taking this action tonight as a non-agenda item, unless there is some sense of urgency that the sky will fall if we do not.
Shaw says that as the bill might be advanced at any time, it is important to move quickly. The board agreed to discuss the matter further before taking action. The board also voted to approve the purchase of a new vehicle for the maintenance department, as well as a number of new computers for the district. Before that vote, Bradford urged the body to keep an eye on the district's aging technology. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.